The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Ro. Welcome to the show.
And I'm just going to have to put you on the payroll because these introductions get better and better every single day.
Well, you know, you make it very easy to work with, Ro. What can I say? I see that restaurants are and pools and hotels are opening up. In Israel, are people rushing out to get a burger or a schnitzel or a hummus?
Well, that's a very, very interesting question. And while today we have reopened restaurants, hotels, pools, pubs, clubs, and also aftercare facilities, all of course being and keeping with strict social distancing and hygiene regulations, this has been very, very carefully monitored. In fact, every business, every restaurant, everybody has to assign a staff member that is responsible for maintaining the specific government-regulated standard. They have opened up, and it's very interesting to see in parts of the country who has rushed to restaurants. In Tel Aviv, people are, you know, have been out very happily. In Modi Inn, where I am, it's a little bit more subdued. In fact, we had the mayor on social media today photographing himself at one of the takeout places, saying, you know, we have everything we need in Modi Inn. Let's support local businesses, which I agree. I think, and this is for South Africa as well, where you can get out and support the little guy, the small businesses, please, as soon as that is allowed, do that. Support the smaller merchants who really, really, really have had a smack from the economic effects of COVID-19. And, you know, we can talk a little bit about that and the effect that it's had on Israel's economy. But I think people are waiting to see how the week progresses, how safe they feel. Our numbers are still down, and I'll get to those stats in a second. I've been to the gym. The gyms are reopened this week. Classes are very, very, very restricted. I've been to two classes this week, and I have to say, psychologically and health-wise, it's done me the world of good. But again, you know, we walk in, we clean everything immediately, our temperatures are taken, we're registered, we have to give our ID numbers. You know, it's so keeping social distance in the studio, so we are monitoring that very, very carefully. But we are able to do this because Israel's numbers are low, and I'll give you those numbers now. Since the beginning of the COVID-19 global pandemic, we have had 16,757 cases. At the moment, we have 2,019 people still infected. That number is coming down. The fatality rate remains at 281, and we have 37 people in serious condition with 33 on ventilators. So those numbers are also coming down, but 14,457 people have made full recovery. And, you know, as Israel opens up, so we will monitor this a lot more carefully and a lot more closely. We have had some incidents this week where there have been either students or staff members at schools who have tested positive, and of course those particular schools have been locked down. But Benj, you know, it is having an effect on the economy, and there was a study, or survey rather, the results released earlier today, and they are quite astounding. You know, some 44.6% of the Israeli population believe that they will come out of the situation financially much worse off than before. And another very, very sad statistic is that one in seven Israelis is starting to skip meals because they don't want to, or they're trying to bring down the amount of food consumption to save on money. So we are seeing the impact on Israeli society.
Yeah, indeed. And it's going to be with us for a while, I'm sure, the effects of that. Moving on to something slightly different, Ro, there's been an interesting controversy with the Chinese embassy in Paris and a cartoon. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, we now have is it a COVID war? Is it a Cold War? Some kind of war of words between the Chinese and the Americans. In fact, We had the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, out here just a couple of weeks ago, and while there weren't much details given about his visit, he did make mention of the fact that he was here to, you know, to kind of get Israel to take sides. And Israel is in a very, very precarious position because we've got very good trading relations with China, but America is our strongest ally and a major, if not the major, trade partner. And yesterday it was announced that the management of a port in Haifa, which would have been given to the Chinese, is going to be put forward for local tenders, which Israelis, of course, are supporting because in light of the economy, we want to try and boost as much locally as possible. But it looks like Israel's been caught in a cartoon issue with the Chinese embassy. They tweeted out a extremely anti-American and anti-Semitic cartoon from their embassy in Paris. It shows the Grim Reaper. That's it.
Grim Reaper, yeah.
I tell you, Benj, I keep losing my English. I keep going to Hebrew, which is, I don't know, I think it's a good thing. But the Grim Reaper wrapped in an American flag, and on his side, the thing that he uses to kill people is an Israeli flag, and it says, who's next, but in French. And it also shows the doorways of countries like Syria, Venezuela, and Hong Kong. It's all part of the so-called Zionist destabilization plot. So a French monitoring organization called Conspiracy Watch, they found that this cartoon had previously been published on websites of Holocaust deniers, one being a French far-right agitator. His name is Alex Sorel. And anybody who's watching the far-right in the United States and in the UK knows who the dodgy characters are. And one of the dodgiest in the UK is a guy by the name of David Icke. He really is Icke. He's a Holocaust denier, a white supremacist, and he loves an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. And he has carried this kind of cartoon. In fact, he's carried this exact cartoon. So, you know, it has created a diplomatic issue, not just between America and the Chinese or, you know, the Israelis or the Chinese, but also the French and the Chinese, because this was posted as part of an article called Observations of a Chinese Diplomat Posted to Paris. And not only does it take a stab at America and Israel and Jews, but also about America and France handling of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, very, very disturbing stuff getting involved, caught in between all of that nonsense. Ro, now very quickly, just before we finish up, Iran is banning all Israeli tech. You know, well, good luck with that.
Well, those were my thoughts. The President Hassan Rouhani, he's approved legislation which puts a ban on all on the use of all Israeli goods and tech. Apparently, this is a way of contrasting. That's the wording they're using. Contrasting the hostile acts of the Zionist regime, and that's very strong wording there, Benji. But anyone who's caught using any of these particular products or goods or technology, apparently that is an act against God.
Well, I think that's probably only if you're using some technology like on Twitter or something like that, which is often Israeli technology, and you're saying something ridiculous. Maybe that's where he's getting it from. He didn't like one of Donald Trump's tweets. You never know, right?
Well, it was mentioned today that Donald Trump wants to either ban social media or heavily regulate social media. So we'll have to see which one comes first.
Ro, thank you so much for joining us today. Chag Sameach, and we'll chat to you next week.
Chag Shavuot Sameach, people. Take it easy on the cheesecake. Don't take it easy on the cheesecake.
It's a global pandemic. You've got to eat the cheesecake. Rob, thank you so much. We'll chat to you soon. Now time for your news headlines with Sir Nutty.